know that. You know it already. You know.
Come on.
Okay. And Parshas Truma. Laying the Shabbos. No other laying this week. It's the Hafsaka week in terms of the Arba Parshas. And Parshas Truma says towards the beginning in Perek Chafei Pasuk Ches, the famous Pasuk Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti B'Sochom, from which we derive the Sefer Chinuch. I learned from here that there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, a Beis HaBechira, and we're all familiar with the Gemara towards the end of Maseches Megillah, which I guess the Daf Yom will be getting to within a couple of weeks, I guess. Where are we up to now? The Tesla or something like that? Okay, so in a couple of weeks, they'll get up to Daf Chof Tes of an Alf, and there we find the famous statement of the Gemara from a Pasuk in Yechezkel, Parak Yudalam, Pasuk says, V'ehe lahem l'mikdash ma'at amr b'yitzak elu batei knesios u batei midrashos shebebavel. B'yitzak says, the Pasuk in Yechezkel describes something called a mikdash ma'at, a miniature version of the mikdash. Again, the first time that we have anything specific about the mikdash is in this exedra, also mikdash achati b'shachon, it's referring to the Mishkan. There is a remez earlier, the word mikdash appears earlier in the Chumash, by the Maaz Yosher, it says Mikdash Hashem Kon Yodecha, but here we find in our parsha a commandment to build a Mikdash, and the Mikdash in Yerushalayim is connected by the Pasuk Yechezkel to all the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos Shebe Bavel, meaning everywhere, not only in Bavel, but even outside of Eretz Yisrael, everywhere else, there's a relationship between the shuls and the Batei Medrash in Bavel and the actual Mikdash itself. The Sefer Yerayim, Rabbi Lezer Mitzvah on the Balei Atosis has a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So in Mitzvah Shin Chof, Simon Shin Chof Dalid, he indicates that just as there is a mitzvah to have awe and covered respect for the Mikdash, not learned from our parsha, but it says that's later on, the Chumash, right? So he mentions in Simon Shin Chof Dalid, quoting this Gemara in Megillah, it says, Varmina b'Megillah Berk Pei Ha'ir, V'ahei lehem l'mikdash ma'at Amar Yitzhak, I'm skipping over Eidl batei knesiz batei mishar b'vada Lomadnu, says the Arayim Kisha amra Torah mikdashiti ra'u, when the Torah commands respect and awe for the mikdash Shabatei knesios ubatei midrashos b'chlal. That includes having proper respect and covered in awe for the batei knesios and the batei midrash. There's some discussion in Achronim, I think we spoke about it years ago, as to whether that means, it sounds like the Rebbeim means a deraisa. It sounds like the Rebbeim is saying that this chiyuv to have more mikdash for a shul, for a beis medrash, may be deraisa, others say it's rabbanon, but in any event, that's the famous Sefer Yerayim, where he says that the shuls and the batei medrash, according to that Gemara Mamish, have the status of the beis hamikdash, at least in some respects. What I want to focus on this evening is chilukim between the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMedrash, and the Beis HaKnesses, not in terms of what you are not allowed to do, but in terms of the issue of Kedusha. That's the topic of the Mikdash. I want to talk a little about the Kedusha. So the Gemara says, earlier in Megillah, I'm going to skip around the last few blot of Megillah, the Gemara on Daf Chav Vav Mabez in Megillah says the following, towards the very bottom of the page, V'amar Rav Papi Mishmei Derav, the sugi here in the beginning of Perek Bnei Ha'ir, the last Perek in Megillah, is describing what happens if you want to purchase something which has a higher Kedusha, a lower Kedusha. Can you use money that you got from selling one item to purchase a different item? And there's a hierarchy in terms of the Kedusha, which is in the Mishnah. We'll come back to the Mishnah itself. But the Gemara here has one statement that mibei knishta lebei rabbanon shori, to change a place over, to use money from a Beis HaKnesses to build a Beis HaMedrash, bei rabbanon, the Beis HaMedrash. People learn that is shori, that's mutter. In other words, the Beis HaKnesses has a lower level of kedusha. Right? In other words, you can change something. In Mishani, you can change from a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash, that's allowed, but mibei rabbanon lebei knishta aser. But the reverse is not permitted. In other words, to change from a Beis HaMedrash, Beis Rabbanon, to Beis Knishta also. Rav Papa, Shmei Mishmei, the Rav, Masni Ipcha. And Rav Papa, name of Rav, says the exact opposite. No, on the contrary. You can go from a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses, but not from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaKnesses is the higher Kedusha. Because of Machlokas. Now the Gemara says, Amar of Acha, moving over to the Afchav Zainamav, Amar of Acha, Kavosei, the Rav Papi Mistabra. First view, according to Rav Papi, that's the more logical one. Namely, if the Beis HaMedrash has the higher Kedusha, you can change from a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash, but not from Beis HaMedrash to a Beis HaKnesses. Why? The Amar Bishur ben Levi, as the Bishur ben Levi says, and Beis Bishur Levi says earlier, Beis HaKnesses mutar la'asoso Beis HaMedrash. A Beis HaKnesses you can make into a Beis HaMedrash. Shmamino. So that Gemara brings that as a riot. Then the Gemara continues, Dorash Bar Kapora, Bar Kapora extrapolated, my desir, a pasuk in Malachim, the end of Malachim, Beis, Vayisrof, talking about the Churban, Vayisrof is Beis Hashem, there's Beis HaMelech, there's called Bot Yerushalayim, there's called Bayis Godol Sarah Feish. Pasuk says that the Babylonians burnt down the Beis Hashem, it's the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMelech, the king's palace, that's called Bot Yerushalayim, right, the home of Yerushalayim, there's called Bayis Godol Sarah Feish. He says, Beis Hashem, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMelech, Elu Paltrin Shel Melech, the palace of the king. That's called, but the Yerushalayim Kimashmon, right? You know, homes, private homes in Yerushalayim. That's called, Bayis Gadol Sarach Baish. What's this last phrase? That's called, Bayis Gadol Sarach Baish. V'yachon HaMashu Ben Levi, Tzvachok, V'yachon HaMashu Ben Levi, Chad, Amar HaMakom Shemagadlin B'Torah. Bayis Gadol means a place where they raise, so to speak, or they elevate Torah, study Torah. Chad, Amar HaMakom Shemagadlin B'Tfilah. Everyone said, no, it's a place of tefillah. The machokes, whether it's a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. It means they burned down with the Batei Knesios or the Batei Midrashes. Manda Amar Torah Dechsiv Hashem Chavetz Aman Sirko Yagdil for Yadir. Famous pasuk we know. In Yeshaya it says the word Yagdil in association with Torah. So therefore the pasuk says, Bayis Gadol, it means a place of Torah. Manda Amar Tefillah Dechsiv Sapano Agdolos Eshoosa Elisha. Different pasuk it speaks about Gedula. The context of tefillah is the lisha of the rachamim of the okay. So we learn out that it has to do with tefillah. Now the Gemara concludes to stayim. We can conclude the Yeshua ben Levi who the Amar Mokosh Gavim Latori Yeshua ben Levi, because the Gemara presented this machlokas. Somebody just on this pasuk just said charamar vecharamar. Didn't say it says machlokas v'yachram Yeshua ben Levi. One says it's a reference to Batei Medrash. One says it's a reference to Batei Knesset. Doesn't say. Who said it's a reference to what? So the Gemara says, it must be Rabbi Shulam Levi is the one who says, a place of Gedula, that's a Beis HaMedrash, because the Rabbi Shulam Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Mutalas, also Beis HaMedrash. Shmamina, because early on the page, we just learned, Rabbi Shulam Levi is the one who says that the Beis HaMedrash is what has the higher level of Kedusha. So therefore, its pasuk is that when it says in that pasuk, Bayis Gadol, or it's called Bayis Gadol, so our face, it means, not Tfilah, but with the Torah, the Beis HaMedrash, because that to him is the higher place. So says the Gemara again, Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin, Daf Chav Beis, Chav Zayin Amal. Okay, that's the sugi. Now, as I mentioned, this is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah says, Bnei O'ir, Shemachu Ruchov O'ir, Lokin, the Dom of Beis HaKnesses. You have a courtyard outside where they sometimes daven, that's, like when it's overflow crowd, like we have sometimes in the shul. Have a sanctuary, and then I have these curtains in the back. We usually have like over there in Fairmont, but they usually have parties there, whatever. But sometimes in the big crowd, or Hashem Kippur time, they open it up, and people fill up that area too. So that's the Rechova Shalir. So that's a lower level of Kedusha, because it's not always used for Shul, but sometimes it is. So if you sell Rechova Shalir, then Lokin Medama Beis HaKnesses. That money you can use for Beis HaKnesses, because Beis HaKnesses is a higher level. Beis HaKnesses, Lokin Teva. Okay? Money from a Beis HaKnesses you can use, you can elevate it even higher to use for a teva. Teva is the aron, where the ark.
The solution in that, okay? You can sell a Beis HaKnesses.
Okay, good point. We may touch on that. Teva, lochem mitpachos. To sell the aron, okay, then lochem mitpachos. Mitpachos, I guess, what we would call the mantle, the covers of the Sefer Torah. Mitpachos, yikus svarim. Okay, so that you can use for svarim, that Rashi says in the Nevi'im Ksuvim, right, for Haftorahs. And Svarim Lokan Torah. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Second half, Avo Im Lokhru Torah, Lokhru Svarim. But the money from the Sefer Torah you can't use to buy in the Vimek Suvim. Svarim Lokhru Mitachos. Mitachos Lokhru Teva. Teva Lokhru Bezaknes. The Bezaknes Lokhru Zarachol Vachem Losrem. Right. So that's the Mishnah in Megillah. So the, on which our Gemara was talking. So the Turei Evan, from the Shagar Sari, Turei Evan over there, on that Mishnah, on Dafra Chofrei Yamad Bey, says, Bnei Ha'ir, he notes Sheish Malos Shel Kedusha Kachasher Mishnah Seino. Our Mishnah here lists six levels of Kedusha. Again, the Rechova Shel Ir, Beis HaKnesses, Teva, Mitpachos, Svarim, and Torah, right? Those are the six. Zul Amalam Yizul, and he lists them off. The Kosuli, one second, but there's something missing in our Mishnah. Ha'ika Od Malah, Damar V'Gemari, first thing when we started, Da'ch Chavav, L'Rav Patri Shad Rabba, V'Bei K'nishto L'Bei Rabbanan Shari, V'Bei Rabbanan L'Bei K'nishto Aser, D'Bei Samedrish Kaddish Tzayim Beis HaKnesses. And Rav Papa, V'Shmeid Rabba, Masi Yipcha, D'Bei HaKnesses Kaddish Tzayim Beis HaMedrish, Mikol Mokom, Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar, according to each one of those Amoraim, L'Maisa, Mishnah should have had another step. Either, right, huh?
Yeah, that means if you hold this lower than a, you might hold it lower than
Rechol. Okay, let's see. So here's what he says. So Bein Lamar Amar, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Tarti Kedushas Ninu. V'Havel Elimis Ninu, V'Tarti Malos, V'Havel Elimis Ninu. According to the Rav Papi, he should have said, in between Rechol, we'll come to your point, should have said, Rechol, Lokum, Demai, Beis HaKnesses, then Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. And Rav Papa should have said, Ipcha, Rechol, Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses. Whatever it was, it should have been in the appropriate place in the hierarchy. Umiriyeh Shlomar says the three heaven. The Rav Papa Dalima Le Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash Mahai Time Alotani Beis HaMedrash Seder Milo Mishurim Derechol Bo Beis HaMedrash Lidei Shkul and Hain. It's not an in between step. L'maisa Beis HaMedrash, according to him, Beis HaMedrash and the Rechol Beis Shulir are Shkul and Hain. They're on the same level. The Im Machru Beis HaMedrash Ein Lochem Bedamur Rechol. It's not going up. Our Mishnah is each one is above the other. But here, yes, you do have Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses, whichever sheet you're going to follow, but that's on the same level as the other one. Either Beis HaMedrash is either higher than the Beis HaKnesses or lower. So if it's lower, then it's equivalent to the Rechol V'Shulir. If it's higher, it's the equivalent of the Teva. Whichever way it is, says the Tori Evan, it's not a separate level. Okay? And that's why the Mishnah doesn't list it. So claims the Tori Evan. This isn't a sieve in the, his commentary on the Gemara, in the, Merome Sadeh, that's what it seems, commentary on Shas.
Isn't it trying to say that it's not in the same, like even in the same listing? Like if I'm not saying you let us sell for, I suppose it's Kaula or
right,
it's good. Different cases, not bringing up every single scenario.
Okay, that's true, but still it's, okay, it's possible. But then that's what we have. The Tziv is a different explanation. The Tziv says, oh, Diksha gone. Here he says, referring to the Torah, and Amaylo Chosh Mishnah Chiluf Hakdushos Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. The Nira, he says, he is a different Torah. And it says, the Be'emes Shalom Bechol Kehilas Yisrael Yesh Beis HaKnesses Miuchel LaTfila Beis HaMedrash Miuchel LaTorah. Not every community has one place of separate Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. The Eich Lisni Yemachru Beis HaKnesses Yichu Beis HaMedrash. You can't say you sell a Beis HaKnesses, you should use the money for Beis HaMedrash. You may not have a Beis HaMedrash. In Ein Be'ir Lom De Torah, Shir Royal Hand of Binyan Bifnei Asmo, there are not enough people running home. There are not enough people to warrant in a whole building just for themselves a Beis HaMedrash. The Kein Lehefech, Shein Be'ir Beis HaKnesses Yichu Tzila, Alas Shmiz Pa'al and Gam Kein Beis HaMedrash. Sometimes the community is just a Beis HaMedrash. That's the Moreila, that's where they make the minion. They don't have a separate Beis HaKnesses. Mishum Hochi Tani Kol Mili De Beis HaKnesses. A little like Kuzeng Tani. They only record things that relate to a shul, to a Beis HaKnesses. She'efs are Beis HaKnesses, b'li teva, b'li swarm, sevator. You can't have a shul without an aron, without a sevator, etc. That's the teretz of the Netziv to this kasha of Tori Evan. That's kind of like just a side point, but I think it is interesting. Okay, for another time. Okay, another. One could argue that we have other swarm today. We have printed versions. We must have written versions. We can talk about that at a different time. Okay, now, the Sfasemes, back on our original Gemara, we started with, says as follows. The Gemara said, "Kavasi der pap mistaber the Shulam Levi Amr Shulam Levi Beis HaKnesses Mutar La'asosa Beis HaMedrash." Our Gemara says the Shulam Levi holds that you can make from a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. Okay, so ask the Sfasemes L'chora Kasha, Dilma Tarvayu Chada Kedushalahu. Maybe, what did he say? Listen to
him to say that.
One is higher. Yeah. All of Yisum and Levi says is, let's go back to his Lashon on the Chavzayim and Aleph. All of Yisum and Levi says is, Beis HaKnesses Mutar La'asoso Beis HaMedrash. Maybe you know why? Because they're on the same level. Who says they're different? Why is it a Raya? I'm a Raya on the bottom of the, huh? Why?
You said you have to go up.
No, no, but well, how do you prove? Maybe the Rishonim Levi holds that they're on the same level. The Amoraim have machlokes, which is higher, Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash. They said, we must be Beis HaMedrash is higher, because the Rishonim Levi says you cannot make a Beis HaKnesset, I'm sorry, you can make a Beis HaKnesset, yes, into a Beis HaMedrash. So Beis HaMedrash must be higher.
But
maybe it's on the same level, maybe that's why.
The little matter is that if you have a shul,
yeah,
and you want to build another shul,
yeah,
you are not allowed to destroy it before you
have built. So let's see. So the Sasema says, L'chor kasha duma tarayu chada kedusha lu. V'ua din de Beis HaMedrash muta la'asos Beis HaKnesses. Notice how Shulman Levi did not say Beis HaKnesses muta la'asos Beis HaMedrash, but Beis HaMedrash also la'asos Beis HaKnesses. He doesn't say that. He only says one side. So it could be, that was his quote, but the reverse is also allowed. The other way is also okay, because they're on the same level. Okay, Mashmi is there. The Pshita Le'Gemara, the B'Shoven Osir. So he wants to bring up a different question. We talked about you have to go up. Now, is it you have to go up, or you just can't go down? What if you make a lateral move? What if you have things on the same level? Is that okay? In other words, and really the truth is, the Mishnah kind of doesn't teach
both implications.
Both exactly.
You can do and you can't.
So exactly. The Mishnah says you can go from here to here to here up, and not from here to here down, but what about on the same level? So you can be die from the mission either way. So the Sasemis says, Umash was at a Pshita Gemara, the Bishavin Osir, Hechad equally there. That it must be that when it's equal, he holds it as Osir. Otherwise, the Gemara would not have brought this as a riot for, to Rishum and Levi. Otherwise, we have our Kasha. Why didn't Rishum and Levi, why don't you just assume Rishum and Levi says on the same level? Answer is, because if they're on the same level, he wouldn't have said Mutal Asosa Beis HaMedrash, because you can't make a lateral move. From the mere fact that the Gemara brought it as a riot, so it must be that they hold that it's B'Shoven is also. Okay? And then he says, maybe it's not the riot, because the Kavanah Sri Lanka, Achim came here, the Lokarav, Papa Lokarav, then Rishum and Levi won't be like anybody. If Rishum and Levi's talking, says that they're both on the same level, we have the Amoraim, and they both speak in the name of earlier people. So if Papamish made the Rebbe, okay, so I should say Rava, okay, all right, and if Papamish made the Rava, so both people according to Rava, so Rishum and Levi lived earlier, but nevertheless, the Gemara doesn't want to assume that he's like, not holding like none of the Amoraim hold like him. So he says, Lachain Mistaber Tzfei LeForish to Beis HaMedrash Chomer Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, the Gemara preferred to say it that way. Then he quotes the Tosfos in Chulin, which Tosfos here alludes to a little bit on the slide. They probably look at the Tosfos in Chulin. And again, the Gemara there also seems to say that B'Shoven Osir, that if it's equal on equal level, then it's Osir. Now keep this Sasemes in mind, because we're going to see some in the Turei Evan. Back to the Turei Evan, the next piece in the Turei Evan. Two pieces later, the Torah Evan, again, this is on Chaf Hayam and Beis, Abedilo Maso Aval, so he notes the following. Rashi, in his commentary on the Mishnah, says, on the second half of the Mishnah, says you can't sell a Torah for anything lower and so on. Rashi says, you know why? The top of Chaf Avamad Aleph, of a Machru Torah, Shemalin B'Kodesh V'lo Moridin. Rashi says, the old principle, Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Moridin. So the three of them bothered. Why didn't Rashi say that right away at the beginning of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, V'neir Shemachru Chav Shalir, Lokin B'Dav V'Sakneh, you have to go up. Why didn't Rashi there say Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Moridin? Why did he wait till the second part of the Mishnah? The Torah Evan says, Pirish Rashi is the Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Moridin. Mashma, I mean, the Pirish high time of the safe of the Masnesin, the Machro Torah lo yikus svarim v'lo ha-reish, the Machro Chav Lokin B'Dav V'Sakneh, the Mashma le reish alav davka deboi iyule miktusha. You know why? Rashi didn't want to say Malin B'Kodesh over there, because Rashi, the Torah Evan is medayik, not like the Sosemis. Torah Evan is medayik that no, a lateral move is okay. That's why Rashi didn't bring in the term Malin B'Kodesh, because the thrust of Rashi's comment is not on the words Malin B'Kodesh, but on the words V'lo Moridin. That's the point. So claims the Torah Evan. The Mashmalei Reish Alav Davka Deboi Yulei B'Kodesh Yoser Abba B'Kavosei Lo. I don't know. Who did not have the kabbalse? The parallel is also okay. Okay, the ksanim is safer. Laba mocher tola kusorim. So I'm like mitpach and so on. Daba horado. When you go down, that's what's not allowed. Okay, hard the kabbalse shaper dummy. Okay, so this is the diuk of the Torah Evan and Rashi. Again, not like the Sosemis who seems to say that shoven is osur, but rather is medayik from Rashi that shoven is mutter. So claims the Torah Evan, and it's a reasonably good deal. Now, What's Taka the Psak?
Yeah. But the question is, if it would have been Malim Bakoresh,
yeah,
it would not be.
Shavin is no good.
Shavin no good.
Right.
So why you don't say, why you say not Malim Bakoresh? Mimanafshach.
He still could have said the word in the first part.
No, I mean, you're telling me that the Malim Bakoresh, yeah, you cannot go equal. But
right,
here it's not Malim Bakoresh, so that's why Rashi doesn't use this Malim Bakoresh statement.
Right.
Why it is not Malim Bakoresh?
Because it's on the same level. It could be on the same level.
You are doing here Aliyah Bakoresh. Why?
Right.
If you do apply Malim Bakoresh, that prevents you from equal exchange.
Right. So
why don't you apply Malim Bakoresh here?
Because he's saying it's Lav Dafki. He says, I need the tongue to say for the other going down, so that's why the safe ratio presented it that way. But it's Lav Dafki, I think that's what he means. No, the ratio is Lav Dafki, you have to go up. You can go to this level,
wait,
a collateral.
But okay, in Malim Bakoresh, you cannot go even. You cannot go lateral Malim Bakoresh.
That's the ratio.
You're asking in general, you mean a klal Malim Bakoresh?
I don't understand what he answered. Is Malim Bakoresh exist? Is the principle of Malim Bakoresh part
no, so I think that he's saying that the principle of Malim Bakoresh really is that Lo Maridin.
Correct. So not now, the beginning of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Is this issue of Malim Bakoresh or not?
It's saying he's supposed to go up, yeah.
So why you can go lateral?
No, because that's what he says, Lav Dafka going up. The Mishnah is Lav Dafka.
Why is this an exception to the Malim Bakoresh? He explains why that Rashi does not apply to it because he does not think that it's Malim Bakoresh. But why is that Malim
Bakoresh? Why never? Okay, I hear. Okay. I'll cross some thought. Now, what is the halacha? So the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Vichas Tefila Aleph Yud Dalad says the following: Mutar la'asos beis haknesses beis hamedrash, aval beis hamedrash also la'asos beis haknesses. Shekdushas beis hamedrash yisera kedushas beis haknesses u'malim b'kodesh lo moridin. So the Rambam says it. He says, you know, that beis hamedrash is higher, the way we conclude in our Gemara. V'chein, and likewise, b'nei eretz shemach beis haknesses yisul l'kach b'dam of teva. Machu teva yisul l'kach with the memit pachos. Otik with sefer Torah, you know, holder. Machu omit pachos otik loch b'dam of chumashim. Machu chumashim b'dam of sefer Torah. As a whole, okay, the whole hierarchy. So the Kesef Mishnah, commenting on this Rambam, says, based on the Rambam's presentation, he says, Dafka the chol mida de efsher li yulu e malin, and the ain lokum bedom of dvar ha-shavelo. So the Rambam flips them back. He doesn't do the order of the Mishnah first, all the things going up and all things going down. He does them back to back, right? He can buy this, but not that, right? I mean, he says, Machu beis haknesses is going with teva. Machu teva is going with the mem mikpach. Well, it does say it. I'm sorry, that's one. But as I take it back, but the case of Mishnah says that dafka the kol mitzvah shelilu malin the ain lof from the dom of dova hashovelo. Okay, and at the end he says also the shoven nami osir. So he holds the Rambam is the way the Sfasemis is medayik. The Sfasemis said from the Sugya that it's also not like Rashi. However, the problem is, and it goes back to the point Yitzchak said before, a couple of halachas later, halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes, B'nei HaKfar, Sherotzu Limkor Beis HaKnes, Shalan Olivnos B'doma Beis HaKnes, Es Acher. So here's what you have to do. What do you mean? I thought we just said, you can't go level. So what are you talking about? Three halachas later, that if you want to make a Beis HaKnesses and use its money for a new Beis HaKnesses, what do you mean? That's a lateral move. It's Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaKnesses. Yet the Rambam talks about it as if it's perfectly okay. So this is not my kasha. It's the kasha raised by the Tosis Yontif in Megillah. Okay, yeah?
Theoretically, the Beis HaKnesses replaced, it might not be a...
Maybe it's no change at all.
Maybe it's not a change of
the
club.
Right, okay. Well, it's a horror. Let's see what the Tosis Yontif is. Tosis Yontif is in the Mishnah, is this parak is the third parak of Megillah. So it's parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, B'dibur Maskel Aval. He says, V'kosuli, Shachar kach kosu Rambam, B'nei HaKfar, Sherotzim Lekor, Beis HaKnes, Shalhen Olivnes, B'nei Beis HaKnes Acheres, Olivnes, etc. Mari Shehitim Nishavim. He says the Rambam first. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah, right? I skipped it, but he quotes the Kesef Mishnah. Perek Alef Tzula, the Rambam Reish Lachis in Dafka, the Chol Midah Absoluta Malin, Ain Lo Kum Davar Davar Shavelo, right? Like we just read, you can't do Davar Shavelo. That's the first Rambam. That's the Rambam Alchi Yudalit. But then says the Tosis Yontif Kosheli, because a few halachas later he talks about an implication being that you are allowed to Harishita Mishavim. Okay, so. So he says like this, Enoch Anami, Bishuras Hadin Roshai Litmos Bishavim. strictly speaking, you are allowed to make a lateral move. Kamokain. But nevertheless, the vaday adif liknos kedusha elavei. Sort of the chachil b'diavad kind of thing. In other words, the proper thing to do is to go up in kedusha. There's three levels. There's lechatchila, there's b'diavad, there's aser. Whatever lechatchila is to go up in kedusha. B'diavad is a lateral move. Aser is to go down. That's what he says. Mishur sadin rashi liknos b'shavim. Kamokain. Ulfiz asi shaper dafagav to save a dafka lenaka reish b'shavim. Mishur kol makom adif tefila halos nivashot. Maybe that answers your question too. Maybe that's why the reisha only spoke about going up, because that's the lechatchila position. Malin b'kodesh, right? The proper thing is malin b'kodesh. That's the preferred thing. The Isser is lo moridin. The middle case of a shavah, that's if you weren't able to do the lechatchila. So answers the
closest
answer.
The principle of Ma'alim Bakodesh, the classic principle is that you cannot make what is it? Tefillin shel yad.
It's also Yad Rosh has a greater kedusha. Right.
So it is really a borrowed term here. It has nothing to do with changing the...
But that's true. That's
you don't
true.
Change the teva, the shul into a teva. You redeem the money. Now you have money in your hand, and in the money you have some kind of restriction.
So generally, when we say Malim B'Kodesh, we are staying even. We're not. It's just a matter of not diminishing, like Hanukkah candles, right? So the best is, right, is to
increase like by solo.
But no one says it's also the same number every night.
Right, just don't go down like Bishama.
Right, don't go down, right? Same with the Shabbos candles also, right?
You get
the same every Shabbos, but don't
go down. Right.
So the
show Yosef Shal Natanson in the Sholem Eishim, Madur Kama, Chelek Bey, Simon Chav Dal, it says, and he also bothered by this apparent theory in the Rambam. So he says, he says, Al Kocha, the Kol Shekvar Machru Vadai Mutter. And he says, "Gam yish yashiv, gam dibe kesef mishnah. The mashakos of the shove, shove muter, hanu lechatchila limkar amenas yikne shove osur. To go in the first place, maybe you're going to make an even exchange, or I have in mind that I'm going to. That's osur. Aval kol shem mocher amenas lahalos. If your intent was to go up, and then memela, now you have the money, and whatever happened, you can't do it. So now it's the kedusha, so to speak, is on the money." Then the mela kosher mocher muter avshav b'shavah. The dok heitek he chorif amul konsol. He likes this answer. And the truth is, the Pnei Yeshua says it also. Pnei Yeshua is not saying it in the Rambam. The Pnei Yeshua is in the on the Mishnah over there in Megillah. Again, a chafayim and beis, because the Mishnah again, like we pointed out before, has conflicting diukim. Right? What about the middle case? So the Pnei Yeshua says, "Divide lechatchila tzarich la'adur la'halos pektusha heichad efshar." Lechatchila, you have to go higher pektusha if possible. Okay? V'chai gav ne'enu shai liknos b'dmei and kedusha kiyotzei. But you can't use the money for a parallel thing. Came in the efshar la'halos pektusha. Mashenek in the sefer shaper motzari heichad delo efshar la'halos adam pektusha la'alter. Kagon shows the Rambam shaking the kedusha ain't mitzuyin lefanav. They're not available right now. Oh, shein tzarich la'halos. You don't need it. So you don't need them. You have five already. People donated it, so you have enough already. Then you go kedusha acheres. And that's how Achronim resolve this problem. One other interesting comment in this regard, when we come to the halacha, so lamaisa, it comes out again. It seems to machlokas whether a lateral move is okay or not. We'll see. It's stuck in the shulchan aruch. It's blinds to machlokas, but. In terms of the Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash, we seem to accept the view that the Beis HaMedrash has a higher level. So it's interesting, there's a Gemara, another Gemara in Megillah. I told you we'll flip around the last few blot of Megillah.
That's the
Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam, right. And Shulchan Aruch tools, we'll see. So there's a stick of riot to it. The Gemara says on Chof Ches and Beis in Megillah, Chof Ches Amud Aleph, famous Gemara, the very bottom of Chof Ches Amud Aleph, Tanar Bonan. But they can see us ain't a hagman kalos rosh. We spoke about this before, right? You can't behave in a light-headed manner there. Ain't no chaman veshosan, can't eat and drink, etc., etc. And you don't go in. Ain't nichnosan ben now on top of chav chesan day. Ain't nichnosan ben mechamos nechama. During the summer, you can't run there to cool off. Uvik shomim neg shomim. Ain't maspira has special yachid and so on and so on. Avol korin bahen veshonin bahen. But you are allowed to read, let's say, chumash there, parash b'chav, and shonin, learning parash v'apeh. So those are things you're allowed to do in the shul. So talk about the Beis HaKnesses over there. So there's a sefer called Rishon Lutzion by the author of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh HaChumash. Rav Chaim Ibn Attar, known for the parish on Chumash. He has the parish on a number of, has stuff on the on Shulchan Aruch too. They have something on the on Masechtos. So here in Masechtos, certain Masechtos. So here in Masechtos Megillah, let's say it's on Brachos Sukkah Beis Atanis Megillah Malkana Chagiga. Basically, Brachos and certain Masechtos in Moi, and he also has stuff on Yeridei and on the Rambam. Okay, anyway, so he writes like this. This is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, Aval Koren Behem B'Shon Abraham. Kosher, my Lamehima. What's it going to tell me you're allowed to learn in Shul? My class one. Right? Tell me all the things you're not allowed to do. You can't eat there, and you can't run around there, and you can't act foolish there, you can't use it as a shortcut or as a, you know, to protect you from bombing, protect the weather from bombing, whatever. But to learn the Koren Behem B'Shon Abraham, I'm cheetah. Right? My Lamehima, cheetah the Koren Behem B'Shon Abraham. The Yeshloma, no. The Salka died, and I would have thought, like in the Yochanan, the Omer Kedushas, based on Knesset, the Gedolim Kedushas, based on Medrash. I might have thought that, no, the Kedusha, based on Medrash, higher based on Medrash, and therefore, Ve'ain Karin Velos Shonim Behen, and therefore, based on Knesset, the Miyuchat only for Tefillah, and even to learn. Imagine that? And based on Knesset, even to learn in Shul Na'alat. They say, I think the Mishabur quotes, that the Arizal would not talk in Shul, even Divrei Torah. Doesn't say he didn't learn, but he says, he wouldn't talk Divrei Torah.
During,
Shema,
during
davening. Shema, he might come to talk about the Armitan, whatever it is. But I'm just saying, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says in this Rishon LeZion that a matter out of Havamina that Kedusha's based on Knesset, the Gedolim, Kedusha's based on, I'm sorry, the Kedusha's based on Knesset is higher. And therefore, ain't Karnal Ositaka, you can't learn. Go on, well, learn to other base majors. They have a room down the hall as a base majors. Here, there's only a Miyucha Matvila. Right? So Kamash Malon, know that you can. In other words, that the learning is the higher value.
So,
base so HaMedrash is higher.
The definition
so he said,
of Knesset and a base HaMedrash. If you daven in the base HaMedrash and you learn in the...
Okay, good point. So the assumption...
So one,
right,
yeah,
so the
yeah.
assumption all along here is that there's base HaKnesset is Tefillah and base HaMedrash is learning, and that's it. Never the twain shall meet. Not like today. We'll see it in a second. Says the Rishon LeZion, an interesting diuk, is that after the high time, Amina Hilchos of Kibishon and Levi. The Gemara concludes, Allah is like Kibishon and Levi, right? Dalmar Kedusha Beis HaMedrash, Chamur Kedusha Beis HaKnesset. Why do we say that? That's how he passed it on. Why? So he says, okay, because we have a brisa later. Kavosei, the Tanah Bonon. If my diuk is correct, says the Or HaChaim, so now I have a support from Kibishon and Levi. And he says, that's why, and I don't go into it now, but Tosus over there, on our daf we started with, Machav Zayin Alas, says Kavosei, the Pap Nisabra, you know, it's really Machokas Rishub and Levi and Yochanan. And we're saying in our Gemara that Rav Papi's right because Rishub and Levi supports him. Higher Yochanan and Yochanan's against him. So you see from here that in the general must be a general rule that Alochas Kerbi Rishub and Levi against him Yochanan. Many times that Machokas Rishub and Levi and Yochanan, who's the Alocha like? The Tos says we can die from here. It's since the Gemara says the Alochas like Rav Papi because he's supported Rishub and Levi, if he's against the Yochanan. Doesn't matter. Rishub and Levi wins, says the Rishub and Levi, not so fast. Maybe that's not always the case. That's just here because he also has a later bright that supports him. But it's not, doesn't mean it's an automatic cloud. That's his point. After the high time, I mean, Hachim Shur Levi, the Makhzim Bezim, etc. Well, if he's a Lekal Amash, Mahachim Shur Levi, the Lekal Amash, the Lekal Amash, the Lekal Amash, the Lekal etc. Okay, Kiko, remember the Shiny Hachim, the bright in the Sayele. Okay, or he says the other way. Now, cousin, the Rachman doesn't come too. Oh, Efshalomar, the Brisa Asya filled with the Yochanan. Maybe this Brisa even according to the Yochanan. The Shiny Hacha, well, you were saying a little bit, the Lo Akar Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a guy who changed the Beis HaKnesses into Beis HaMedrash? No, he just wants to learn there. Primarily, he's still used to Tzvila, but he's also going to learn a little bit. Uba'asa Kaimei, it stands in its place. Ela the Kar Mishoma Gamkein. Aba La'olan Bola Okra Mios Beis HaKnesses, like Boba Beis HaKnesses, Lo Sari. Maybe there's no Diak. So that's the, you know, it's a chat from the, a little bit of interesting Diak from the Or HaChaim in the Sefer Rishon LeZion. Halacha Lamaisa, as we mentioned, we find in the Shulchan Aruch as follows. It's Simon Kuf Nun Gimel. Or HaChaim, Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay, yeah, right. It's correct. Simon Kuf Nun Gimel. Sif Aleph, is it now? There it is. We'll see. Mutar lasos mi beis haknesses beis hamedrash, aval lo beis mi beis hamedrash beis haknesses. They state in Shulchan Aruch exactly the way the Rambam says, not toy paskin. The Mogen Avraham here in Sukkot Aleph has an interesting question. Tzarech Ian, im mutar lasos beis haknesses beis hamedrash li yochid. So far we're talking about a public beis haknesses, a public beis hamedrash. What if some guy wants to set up his own beis hamedrash? He's going to learn there himself. I don't know exactly what it means beis hamedrash, the yochid. But apparently it's going to be maybe not just the yochid in the sense of one person, but by invitation only, so to speak. It's going to be his beis hamedrash. Right? It's not a public, but not everybody can come and learn. It's going to be his beis hamedrash.
His own beis hamedrash.
Yeah, okay, but they want rights. He wants to make the shul is a public place, he wants to make the private place medrash. So the Magen Avraham says, Sarach Ian and Mutar Lasa Zakhnez Beis HaMedrash Liyachad Bebeis, all right, in his house. But Ayin Simon says here Kufnan Gimel, should say Kufnan Aleph. Ayin Simon Kufnan Aleph Sif Beis, he says to look ahead above in Kufnan Aleph Sif Beis, and look much above in Simon Tzadi Sif Yurches Mashma Deshari. Sounds like it's Mutar. So the Lebushi Shrug.
Away from the public?
Well, I don't know if he, maybe it's his place, but he used to let the public always come in down there.
The meadow.
Yeah.
He's getting away from the public.
I guess it looks like, yeah. That's what it looks like. He has a right to his ownership.
He has a minion in their basement.
And now he just doesn't want anymore. You know? Yeah.
So he never relinquishes bylus over his basement.
Right.
It's a big problem.
Okay.
It's anyway. A big problem for everyone else if they decide to go down to this guy's basement where they don't have any pull, they don't have any say, they don't have any rights. But it's his basement.
So anyway, what
wants to pick up his ball and go home, he's allowed to.
So the Lebushei Srad tells us what the Shulchan Aruch says in the places that Magen Avraham refers us to. So we can save time, not have to flip over there. We'll take the Lebushei Srad's. I looked it up, but you're right. So it says, Ratzalom with the Sham Muchach the Osir. In earlier, again, it says Kufnan Gimel, but this is Simon Kufnan Gimel, so it should be Kufnan Aleph. There it says, applies that it's Osir. The Hamavur Sham, the Chol Masha Osir Beis HaKnesses, all those things that are Osir and Beis HaKnesses, eating and all that stuff, is Shari Beis HaMedesh HaYochid. So it sounds like it's a lower level, okay? So therefore you would not be able to make a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedesh. On the other hand,
now, all right. Shari all the time, or only like to serve his learning? Like
it doesn't say. That's in any base measure. So I don't think so. Shari Muchad, this is why Medi Yochid Kal killed the Beis HaKnesses. Mashena came to Simon Tzadi Mash, but the Shari, the Beis HaMedesh, Chomer, Kedushas, Beis HaKnesses, the Amavur, Shom, the Mitzel, is palable, Yosem, Beis HaKnesses. There's a certain Indian, Makom Mina, what is it, Lishma Marina, that's all Makom Mina, that's learning Shom Teis Fila. Right, so it sounds like in a certain sense, the other one, you know, even a private Beis HaMedesh is higher. So he says it. Okay, 1 second. So he says, yes, sure, they talk about that. But that's the position of the Lebushei Srad. Now, the Mishnah, where is Mishnah Berurah? Oh, a big one, a small one. Half a sweep. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah understands that Magen Avraham Shita is, yeah, that it's Mutter. Mr. Boren, Sivkot and Aleph writes, some Kufman Gimel, Sivkot and Aleph, Kasa Magan Ram, Tzarech, Ian and Mutter, Lasse, Sakhnez, Beis HaMedesh, Liyachid, Beiso. So, he sounds like it's Mutter, but El Yerabba, Mitzadid, Lahachmer, Bezeh. Because El Yerabba wants to be Machmer. Chain Masra, Meiri, Shom, Megillah. El Yerabba writes, Beferish, and some Kufman Gimel, Sivkot and Aleph, Lanias, Daiti, Mistaber, De La Inyan, Kedusha, Gora. It's lower. It's a lower level of kedusha for a lower level of kedusha for a Beis HaMedrash Shel Yochid. And he says, and the Mishnah Berurah says, it also seems like that from the Meiri, because the Meiri writes in his hatching up the sugya in Megillah, when he talks of the whole sugya, he just says as a double portion, Beis HaMedrash Kavua Behu Shel Rabim Kedushas Gedol of Beis HaKnesses. When he touches up our Gemara, the Meiri just writes, Beis HaMedesh, who shall rob him if it's a public Beis HaMedesh, because also greater than the Beis HaKnesses, ain't also men of Beis HaKnesses, and so on. So that's how the Meiri understands. And the Shabur says, according to these people, would not, the whole greater level of the Beis HaMedesh is, only a Beis HaMedesh shall rob him, not a Beis HaMedesh shall yochid. Interestingly, on the issue, now we come back full circle to the issue of the lateral move. So it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't help us that much. The Shulchan Aruch says, again, it's in Kufnun Gimel, Sif Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, Im hutor liknos bidmei kedusha achas, kedusha acheres, kayotsebo, if it's mutter with money from one level of kedusha to buy some on the same, another item on the same level of kedusha, yesh osim yesh matirin. As they say in Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't, you know, doesn't to tell us, yesh osim yesh matirin. Now, it's interesting, the Kasad Sofer has a tshuva.
It's very logical, because also would depend on the circumstances.
Okay, so he's saying it'll depend.
Let's say a neighborhood changed, and
right,
the circumstances are such, I think Moshe Feinstein talks about it. If I said the whole neighborhood became gorgeous.
Right, then you can sell it.
It may be an advantage, you know.
Right, okay, fine. The Ksav Sofer has a tshuva, in Chilek Rechaimson Chofches, where he talks about the Beis HaMedrash of a Yochid. So he says, the truth is, nearly the Svila of Shas, the Shulam Levi, the Omer Beis HaKnesses, Mutal, also Beis HaMedrash Stam Beis HaMedrash, Afilad Yochidu. Look, the Shulchan Aruch didn't make any chiluk. So it's nice for Magen Avraham to ask the Kasha, but The Gemara didn't make any distinction. So Ksav Sofer said, we have the right to assume it's a Rosh Yochid. Okay? The Gam in Noma, the Kavanos of the Beis HaKnesset, Shava and Beis HaMedesh, Afir Shu Yochid, Im Shu Yochid, Shava and Beis HaKnesset, Vada and Shara Madis. When he say, maybe, that's the Diak. He says, maybe it's true that a Beis HaMedesh Shu Yochid is lower than a Beis HaMedesh Shu Rabin. But it doesn't mean it's lower than a Beis HaKnesset. Maybe that's a Shava B'Shava. That's on the same level. Okay, now, so then he says, Afirin Shu Yochid, Shava and Beis HaKnesset, Vada and Shara Madis, Beis HaKnesset. Okay? And that's how he learns up that Gemara, because what is the bias from Megadlin Botorah? Remember that whole raya from, what do you mean Megadlin Botorah? L'chor, that means Mokum Shalom Botorah B'Rabin. Okay, that must be a place where people learn, not a private private Beis HaMidrash. Okay? Yeah, and he brings rayas to it. So he also says, he says, Mishal Yochin Mutar B'Am Esasu B'Zakhnesa, so Rabim Osir. So he wants to mount there, but maybe because it's a lateral movement. And basically, the Ksav Sofer is saying maybe this depends on that issue of the lateral move. However, the Kaf HaChayim does quote in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, the Kaf HaChayim Os Beis. The Kaf HaChayim does quote from the Birkei Yosef and bring the Kaf HaChayim sums it up as usual. So he just says, where is it now? Here it is. Kaf HaChayim says he quotes the Sofer among Avram. And he quotes the Birkei Yosef that some say Mistabi doing Kedusha Gar, like the Elia Rabbi brings. The Ayin says says the Kaf HaChayim quoting the Birkei Yosef. Mashakos of Mar Beis Yosef in Kufnan Aleph, and there he says the Yochid Hakovei Medjer Beis Otzorka Vada Ainlo Kedusha Kolkach. Kamashu the Kil Beis Haknesu. It's not like the Ksav Sofer that's on the same level. Okay, so the Ksav Sofer suggests that it may depend on that Machlokas. What is all of this? The Gemara knows even. What is all of this? You know, there's probably one right here. Never mind.
Do you understand what is the Yachid Rabbi?
Right, that requires further elaboration. I didn't really look into that thoroughly. Kedaboy, like they say. Now, just where's the Dharms? Let's be down here. Probably the second line. So here's something that Ashachta mentions. In the reprint of Mipnei Harav. Mipnei Harav came out with a second printing because in this one he translated quite a number of Yiddish articles. I remember when he was first coming out with Mipnei Harav, so my Talmud, Rabbi Feinberg, David Feinberg, was typing it. So I happened to see he showed me some of the things before it was printed. So he said, oh, all these articles in Yiddish. I read to a shekhtar, I said, translate them. You know, a lot of people won't be able to read it. I can read it, take a long time to figure it out, to translate them. Now, he wanted to get it out already, you know, he wanted to publish it already, so just had it in Yiddish. But then when it ran out, they reprinted it, they talked to translate him. So he added a couple of other things also. So here's what he comments. He refers to a Tosus in Nazir. Oh, I was wrong with the first line, sorry. Let's grab this. What if the men goes up? On Dav Chof Gimel. He refers to a Tosus in Nazir on Dav Chof Gimel Amid Beis. Tosus v'yeset, a small Tosus, u'b'chadirmas u'b'chol, so he says, refers there to two Torahs, okay? U'b'chol z'izgal, b'chol ha-Torah y'izgal ha-klona b'shtei Torahs, b'torah sh'b'chsav, lo yavo amon o'mo'avi, ha'inu b'batei k'nesiyos, u'b'torah sh'b'alpeh b'batei midrashos, sh'shonim b'hem amon o'mo'avi asur and risur and isur olam. It's talking about here the issue of Amon and Moavi B'Kal Hashem. So in both places, in both Torahs we find, in Torah Shmitzav, it says Lo Yavo Amoni U'Moavi, and that's in Ha'ayinu B'Batei Knesiyos, that's referring to Torah Shmitzav, and Torah Shmitzav, but the Midrashos, they also learn Amon and Moavi Asur and Yisur and Yisur Olam. Okay, Yisur Amon and Moavi is not our issue. But he mentions B'Batei Knesiyos as being connected to Torah Shmitzav, and B'Batei Midrashos being connected to Tarsha Baal Peh. What's up, Shah? So in this little essay that Roshefta says, it's called, at the very end of it, Pnei Harav, he calls it Biurim, Biur B'Parshas Dvarim. In the footnote he says, Ma'amah Zeh Ba'agada Hutsir Shal Kamen Yonam Sh'nishchachuli V'Shizurim Bo Kami Yisod Sh'shamatim Rabbeinu Rosalich B'Zmanim Shonim V'Tarafti Kulam Yachad L'Havos Chativa Achas. Maybe the one thing. The Rav's famous Yisod is that Kedusha has to come from somewhere. And where does Kedusha come from? There's only one place Kedusha emanates from, and that's Torah. Kedusha comes from Torah. So in this essay, for example, he says, read on page Tav Chav Zayin. Lefi Agdor Zol, my time yesh kedusha lebeis hamikdash or lebeis haknesses. The Shavatim, Shavatim is in the same quote the Rabbeinu are good for Beitzu Tzal. The Ikur Shal HaMishkan Haya Aron HaMaluchos. Right, the first thing mentioned this week's study to bring it back to Parshas Truma is also Aron HaTzeishiv. The whole Mishkan was the purpose of the Aron. Yeah. Shal Kain Hukra Nikra Mishkan Eidus or Shem Luchos Eidus. Right, the Mishkan is called Mishkan Eidus because the Aron is called the Aron Eidus because inside is the Luchos Eidus. The Afper Beis HaMikdash Haya Kain Hayash Ikur Shal Beis HaMitzvah Haya Aron HaMaluchos. Who Beis HaMikdash Be Luchos Ena Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Ah, you'll tell me the Bais Sheni, there was no Beis HaMikdash, right? There was no Aron. So the Rambam already says, well, Shlomo HaMelech knew, the famous Gemara in Zlochem, on Daf Nun Dalet, says that you know they built an underground passageway, and the Aron was there. So Lamaisa, even in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was present. Good. Then he goes on and talks about Kedushas HaAretz. How does he have Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael? Where does Kedusha, if everything comes from Torah, where does Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael come from? So he says, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is because when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua, what led them out into the battle was the Aron. Like the whole conquest is Aron. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parag Gimel of Sefer Yeshua, Kiroshkan is Aron, B'yis Hashem HaKechem HaKon L'Avim Nosim also. Then you follow it, right? And this was the Aron. The Aron was what supervised the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael came also from Torah. What about the Kedusha Shnia? It came back. So that's what the Rav says. Kedusha Rishon is Lokit Shal Asilavo. So how would they Mekadosh it again by Ezra Nechemia? There was no Aron there. So what they do is, oh, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. Because that was the Koch of Torah Shabbat Peh. You know, that's when Torah Shabbat Peh became, you know, codified, so to speak. So, Anshei Chesed Gedolah and everything. So the Kedusha, that's an interesting piece by itself.
Is this not the Ma'amar, the famous Ma'amar, Yehudi Mashur LeSefer Torah?
That's put in Beis Yosef Shol. It could be it's in there also. Can I? He had like 10 things. It could be one of them.
Torah Shabbat Peh makes the human.
Right, Kenzan.
Right,
so Kenzan is one of them. I don't know. It could be.
But that's a concept. In any case.
No, it works. Yeah, correct. So now it says of Shechter the following. Val pi divrei Rabbeinu elu nitam layamer, the Kedushas beis haknesses miyusedes haKedushas Torah Shebichtav. The Psul is built on Torah Shebichtav. As the Rambam says, what's the centerpiece of the beis haknesses? The Aron. The Aron. That's what it's about, right? In other words, the whole idea of the shul is there's a place that has the Aron. The Rambam says in the Furish, right? So, but what is the Beis HaMedrash? Beis HaMedrash, by definition, is the place of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Mela says of Shechter, Ulai lezen iskabnu benes hatozuz v'nozir, the we just read, that's the why Beis HaKnesses is associated with Torah Shebaal Chsav, and Beis HaMedrash is associated with Torah Shebaal Peh, uvezen nechleku ha'amorayim b'megillah. And that's Armach Lokus in Megillah. Ha'iminau Kaddish Trey. Okay, which tak is more kodesh? Is it the kedusha of the Torah Shabbat or is it the Torah Shabbat Peh? And that gufa suggests from Shechter without saying who's like whom, but that's what he says is the malachokas that we started with. The malachokas is what is more central or more powerful, the kedusha of Torah Shabbat Peh. So a mice, if we pass him in a base image, a higher level, so it's tak in a certain sense Torah Shabbat Peh is high, and one can say it's because Torah Shabbat Peh incorporates both. Well, you have to figure out.
But before other aspects,
yeah.
No doubt the Torah Shabbat is more.
No question. In terms of Kedusha, right.
So here you can say that maybe it is really related to Kedusha Shniyah, Kishar Atid Lavo, that the lasting effect, because what you're talking here is about exchange.
Right. That's good. It's a good horror. Okay, it's the lasting impact, not just the actual Mekadesh. Okay, good. And there's more you could say, because we play a role, the place of the people. I mean, there's a lot to say, but they're Hadrush. But that's just the sort I wanted to share. I just want to end up by pointing out that the Be'er Heitev says, hello, it's all very interesting, but Halakha L'maisa, the Be'er Heitev there in the Sinkuf Nun Gimel, in Bey's rights. All this is true. Dafke beis haknesses she'inan kovim medrash l'midrash l'mod. The shul, they don't learn in the shul. Avo beis haknesses didan. But our shuls shakovim sham medrash shachas. People learn. The rabbi gives a shir. The Beitara, huh? Afyomi, all the right. Dino ke beis hamedrash umuter la'asos in beis medrash beis haknesses. He calls in the shul Dvar Shmuel. The Lamai, so all of this is very nice, but it doesn't really apply to our situation today.
Even the
today,
even the playfield.
What's that? Right, exactly. Everything's the same. Because Lamaisa knows every sword. Lamaisa, every sword is, there's Daf Yomi, there's a Shiva Tim Chamar, there's something. So then in that sense, it has the status of Beis HaMedrash as well. So it would be mutter to make from a Beis HaMedrash a Beis HaKnesses of this type as well. Okay?
The issue of Lechon.